The Golden West Radio Network presents Crisis. The subject of our crisis tale of suspense tonight is secrets. Specifically, secrets between a man and a woman.
Hey, darling, there's something I didn't tell you.
The secret newlywed Sheila Emerson withholds from her husband triggers the events leading to a midnight confrontation with terror and violence in an original radio drama written by Tony Aries entitled, There's Something I Didn't Tell You. We'll bring you Act One in just a moment. And now, There's Something I Didn't Tell You. Sheila Emerson prepares dinner in her kitchen and awaits the arrival of her husband, Stan.
Now, what are they mean folders into the mixture? Oh, this is going to be awful. Now, let's see, what do I do next?
We interrupt this program to bring you a news bulletin. Carl Franklin, sought for over a year by local police, is behind bars today in Central City Jail. Franklin is alleged to be one of two men who robbed the Central Savings and Loan Association of this city of over $95,000 in unmarked currency in March of last year. His confederate in the robbery, Harley Stevens, was wounded during the holdup and was later found dead in an alley off East 37th Street. The $95,000, incidentally, has never been recovered. Franklin was apprehended early today when recognized by patrolmen who stopped his car after noticing a faulty headlight. Franklin is being held in Central City Jail after undergoing questioning by police officers.
What's for dinner?
Wait till I turn the radio off.
What's that you're whipping up there?
Dinner. Hey, don't look so enthused. I warned you I was a lousy cook. Well, these simple directions don't help much either. Stan, have a beer while I throw this thing together. Won't take a sec.
How about a kiss first? Or is the honeymoon over?
Oh, well, yeah, sure. How was your day, Stan?
I'm glad it's over. Took a lot of ribbing from the guys my first day back. You know, you think of the kid getting married for the first time?
Yeah. Well, go ahead and sit down. It's almost ready.
Why don't we eat in the dining room?
I never use that. Too much trouble. What do you want to do that for?
I don't know. My little apartment didn't have one, I guess. Seems a shame to waste it. You know, they don't make dining rooms like this anymore.
Here, you sit down, Stan. Here it comes, such as it is.
Hey, that smells good. What is it?
Some kind of omelet. Cheese, eggs, mushrooms. Yeah, I got the recipe out of the paper.
Pass the salt, will you?
Oh, I forgot to heat up the roll.
That's all right. They'll be fine.
Hey, Stan. You sure you don't mind moving into my house?
You kidding? You saw my apartment. Where would we put all your stuff? The basement's full, and the attic, and... Now, this is a great old place. Great old place.
Good. Oh, boy, I wish I could say the same for this food. Pass the salt back, will you? Harry wouldn't eat my cooking. We always ate out. I bet Gwen was a great cook.
Now, we made a deal, remember? No talking about before. Now, I don't even know where Gwen is, and I don't care. And as for,
Harry.
He's just the name I heard somewhere. You know, when we met, we started a new life. Now, no looking back.
Oh, gee, you're a good guy, Stan. You know, I just don't quite believe it.
Believe what?
Well, a guy like you marrying me. I mean, you're an upstanding member of the community, or you're rich.
So why ain't I rich?
No, I mean it. Well, you don't make a lot of money, so what? You're everything that Harry wasn't. And I'm someone you picked up in a bar.
I didn't pick you up. People have to meet somewhere, Sheila.
Well, anyway, this is a new life for me, Stan. Look, about money. I didn't tell you, but I have a little of my own. And there's no reason why
we can't... Keep it. We won't starve. We can live on my salary.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Really should have heated up these rolls. Hey, I was going to make a salad.
Forget it. Hey, you got any more of this omelet?
Sure. Stan, there's... There's something I haven't told you.
If it's something that happened before we met...
It's about money.
Stop worrying. Look, I'm due for a raise anytime now.
No, it's not that. I have money. Quite a lot.
You mean I've married an heiress?
Yeah, in a way. My aunt died last year, and she...
I don't want to know, Sheila. Just hang on to it. Maybe an emergency will come up and we can use it. Money isn't that important, is it?
No. But it would be nice to be able to buy some little luxuries we wouldn't be able to afford otherwise.
Who needs luxuries? Look, we got a nice house. I'm working. We're in good health. What else matters? Except that omelet's getting cold. Now, how about another helping?
$5,000 robbery of Central Savings and Loan Association last year escaped today from Central City Jail. Franklin was being held pending trial after his capture last month. Harley Stevens, his confederate, died shortly after the robbery of gunshot wounds inflicted by local police. The money taken in the holdup has still not been recovered. Police are asking citizens to be on the lookout for Franklin, who...
Now, just light my match here. Okay, Sheila, you can come in now.
Stan, what's going on? Why'd I have to wait in the other... Oh, cake. What's the occasion? It's not my birthday.
1 month married. One candle, see?
You're very thoughtful, Stan. Thank you.
Wish I could stay and have some with you, but I'm late.
I don't like it when you work nights. This old place gets pretty lonely.
Hey, I forgot to tell you. Look at this.
What is it?
A letter, look. It's a letter of commendation.
Commendation? For what?
For doing a good job. Read it.
Well, that's great, Stan. But couldn't they have given you some more money instead? After all, you've been there 15 years.
There'll be another increase any time now.
Oh, great.
I just have to wait. Speaking of money, Sheila, isn't that another new dress?
Yes, it is. Oh, but don't worry. I paid for it myself. It didn't come out of your salary.
How many outfits is that this month? I said you could pay for the new TV set, the extra car.
Well, did you want me to be stranded here all day without a car?
All these new clothes. Sheila, we made a deal, remember? Look, we've got to start living on what I make. Your money isn't going to last forever.
Yeah. Stan, you're going to be late for work. You better go.
Yeah.
What time will you be home?
I'm on till 2 a.m.
Here, don't forget your coat.
Thanks. See you later.
Stan.
What?
I'll try to be good. I promise.
Yeah. You better blow out that candle.
Oh, I hate chocolate cake. You could have given me a little piece of jewelry or something. Now I better get these dishes done. You know what we really need is a dishwasher. Nobody washes dishes by hand anymore. What Stan would say if I bought a dishwasher. Oh, now, who in the world is that? Don't they know it's the dinner hour? Oh, I hope it isn't that nosy old Mrs. Parker from down the street.
Hiya, Sheila.
Carl.
Hey, you remember.
But I thought you were in jail.
I was in jail. Now I'm out. Ain't no jail yet could hold Carl Franklin very long.
What are you doing here?
Well, ain't you glad to see me? Say, was that your new husband just left? You did all right. What's his name?
Stan.
Stan. Oh, Harley'd be glad to know you're in such good hands.
Hey, Carl, this is a new life for me. Harley's dead. I couldn't help that. Now, what do you want? What reason could you possibly have for looking me up after all this time?
Are you going to keep me standing at the door? Can't you invite an old friend in?
Yeah, of course. Come on in.
That's better. You look great, kid.
Thanks.
Pretty dress. Well, will you look at the old place? All fixed up. Big new TV set. New car in the driveway. Not like the old days, is it, Sheila? I didn't realize your new husband's business paid off so well. Or maybe your dear old grandma died and left you a fortune. The only other thing I can think of is you went back to work. Nah, couldn't be that. Stan wouldn't really approve of your old profession, would he?
Carl, I think you'd better leave.
Not without the money.
Well, what money?
Oh, come on, Sheila. The 95 grand, what else? Harley was carrying it when we split up.
If you recall, he was found dead on the other end of town.
Ah, but that was later. The way I figure it, first he came back here with the money. Where else would he go? Then maybe he just died right here. And his beneficiary somehow loaded him in the car and dumped him in an alley across town. Minus the money, of course.
Oh, that's ridiculous. The cops were here. I was questioned for hours. They searched the whole house.
Yeah, I know. But this old joint is full of dark nooks and crannies. The basement, the attic, all kinds of secret hiding places where a smart broad would stash a little black satchel where no one would ever find it. That money is mine, Sheila. Now, where is it?
No, Carl, no, no, I swear. It didn't happen that way at all. I haven't the vaguest idea where the money is. Now, if you don't leave,
oh,
I'm
no.
going to get...
You're not going to get rid of me that easy.
Don't! You're hurting my arm.
You tell me where that money is or I'll break it off.
Go ahead. How could I tell you something I don't know, you creep?
Okay. Maybe there's a better way. Supposing I call your old man. Supposing I tell him who you are and what you were. Your new life goes right down the drain, right? I just happen to know where he is, and I took the trouble to jot down his phone number.
Go ahead. Call him. Here's the phone.
I think I will. Now, you just stay right there, huh?
Carl.
Yeah?
Hey, wait a minute.
Change your mind?
Yeah, yeah. Put down the phone. I'll take you to the money.
That's more like it. Now, where's the money?
It's in the attic. Follow me. Right over here.
Which door?
This one. That one goes to the basement.
Okay, lead the way. It's darker than a mummy's tomb in here. Isn't there a light?
No, it's at the top of the stairs. Watch the steps. They're pretty narrow.
Okay, just keep going. Jeez, does Alfred Hitchcock know about this place?
We're almost there.
Hey, I can't see a thing. Where's the light?
Right over here.
Hey, what are you doing?
It's my money. You can't have it.
Get away from me.
Watch your step, Carl. It's a long way down.
City jail earlier today was found by police tonight at the intersection of East 23rd and Bayview Drive. This is the same facility in which his partner in the Central Savings and Loan robbery was found dead of police gunshot wounds last March. The cause of Franklin's death has not been determined, according to a police spokesman. And now, back to our program, Music at Midnight.
Sheila? Are you up? You left the radio on. I got off a little early tonight, Sheila. My relief showed up at midnight, told me to go home and act like a newlywed. Hey, you asleep? Not here. Hey, the attic door is open. Well, I should have a picture of this, Sheila. You sitting there on the floor next to that lovely old dresser in the dim light with your hands deep in your own private little piggy bank.
Yes, it's the money I told you about, Stan. The money my aunt left me.
How much did she leave you, Sheila? $95,000?
What? Oh, darling, there's something I didn't tell you.
Sheila, I know where that money came from.
Oh, I see. I couldn't turn it back. I just couldn't. I wanted to tell you about it, Stan, but I didn't think you'd understand.
You're wrong. I do understand.
You do? Oh, that's wonderful, Stan. Think of all the things we can do with it. We can use it together. Have everything we ever wanted. Nobody knows about it but you and me.
Now that Harley and Carl are dead, you mean. You handle things very cleverly, Sheila.
You know about them.
Yes.
Harley died right here in this house. Stan, he knew he was going to die. He told me to keep the money till Carl showed up for it.
But when Carl showed up tonight, you just couldn't part with it, could you? How'd you handle that, Sheila?
He accidentally fell down the attic stairs.
Sure he did, with just a slight push, maybe?
No, Stan, he fell. I tried to help him, but he was dead. I guess he hit his head on something.
So in panic, you dragged him out to the car and dumped him across town, the way you did Harley.
Don't think about it, Stan. It's over. We're rich.
I wondered when the money was going to show up.
What?
I knew you were the key to it, but I had to bide my time until I could get my hands on it.
What are you saying?
I knew about Harley and Carl and the money all along, Sheila. I thought if I had that money, I could quit my crummy job and really start to live. I told myself, Harley's widow has got to be the key.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, I'm beginning to understand. That night we met in the bar, it wasn't a casual pickup, was it? You sought me out for the money.
You really think I'd pick up and marry a woman like you for any other reason? Love, maybe? Or because you're so beautiful? No, Sheila. I've waited a long time for a chance like this, and it's all going to work out beautifully.
Stan, no, put the gun away.
Picture this, Sheila. I came home tonight around midnight, assuming you were in bed. I heard a noise in the attic. And sure enough, when I tiptoed up the stairs, there was a prowler. It was so dark I could hardly see. Whoever it was suddenly started toward me, and I pulled the trigger.
No. You'll never get away with it, Stan. They'll never believe you.
Oh, yes, they will. What possible reason could I have for shooting my wife? My wife of 30 days.
Oh, no, Stan. Don't. I love you.
Here is the top of the news. Sheila Emerson of Central City was fatally shot around midnight last night by her husband of 1 month, Stan W. Emerson, who mistook her for a prowler in the attic of the family home on West 19th Street. Emerson, in seclusion today, is a patrolman with 15 years' service in the Central City Police Department.
Secrets. Sometimes they're exposed in the most dramatic fashion, as witness the unfortunate fate of Sheila Emerson. How long do you suppose it'll be before Stan, too, finds that his secret must inevitably be shared with someone? I'll be back in just a minute with the names of tonight's players and a few scenes from next week's production. Crisis has brought you There's Something I Didn't Tell You. Featuring in the cast, Douglas Young, Pat French, Vern Taylor, and Jack Spencer. Script and direction by Tony Aries. And now this is your producer, Jim French, inviting you to be with us again next week at this same time for Crisis.